It's Friday, the 20th of December, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture has completed the marking process for the O-level and AS-level examinations. According to the ministry, the process was carried out smoothly with no complications reported. Here is Sanet Steenkamp, the ministry's executive director.
We are happy to announce as a ministry that our marking was successfully completed. That's the marking for the NSSEO as well as the AS, the advanced subsidiary subjects, and the process of grading started. Our teams will now take a well-deserved break around Christmas, and then we will definitely release the results between the second and the third week in January 2025. We will let the public know soonest if we have a definite date, but that's what we aspire to do.
An early Christmas present for motorists, as the Ministry of Mines and Energy has announced that fuel prices for January 2025 will remain unchanged. Ministry spokesperson Anna Salkias.
The ministry recorded over-recoveries of 17 cents per litre for petrol, under-recoveries of 37 cents per litre for diesel 50 ppm, and under-recoveries of 28 cents per litre for diesel 10 ppm. In Walvis Bay, the price of petrol will thus remain 20 Namibia dollars and 25 cents per liter. Diesel 50 ppm will remain 19 Namibia dollars and 72 cents per liter. And diesel 10 ppm will remain 19 Namibian dollars and 82 cents per liter.
To South Africa now, where Minister of Tourism Patricia de Lille is expecting a strong fourth quarter for foreign visitors. The country is experiencing an influx of foreign travellers, with Statistics SA noting a 9% increase in foreigners visiting the country from October through to November. Speaking to the SABC, de Lille said it's a positive sign for growth.
That the South African tourism sector is not just about Cape Town or Table Mountain or safaris, but we did a concerted campaign to also encourage people to visit the less visited provinces like the Free State, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, and all of those.
Mozambican President Filipe Nyusi has been in touch with the opposition leader, who's been directing weeks of protests since the disputed October elections, and the two spoke at length. According to Bloomberg, the conversation with Venancio Mondlane lasted more than an hour, Nyusi said in a televised address, without providing details of the talks. And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has chosen a former Labour Party communications director and ex-government minister to be the next ambassador to the United States. The expected appointee, Lord Peter Mandelson, worked with former Prime Ministers Tony Blair and Gordon Brown.
Peter Mandelson, who also served as a European Union commissioner, is likely to be the next ambassador as soon as next month, ahead of US President-elect Donald Trump taking power. The appointment signals a change from normal procedure in the UK, as ambassadors tend to be civil servants rather than politicians. The British government, though, says it wants someone with experience, crucially on the issue of trade. Mandelson previously resigned as a minister on two separate occasions after controversies over a passport application and a home loan. Formerly a communications director with Tony Blair, Mandelson earned a reputation for ruthlessly managing public relations for the Labour Party. Lou Brown, London.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.